This podcast is suitable for anyone between the ages of 16 to 25.
Three reasons you should listen. One, you get to learn stuff nobody's ever going to teach you, even schools. Two, you get to laugh and relax after a long day at the lecture room or a long day at work. Three, you get to relate to all of its content.
Let me be honest. During my free time, I sleep.
Wow, like, I'm a lion.
I'm motivated.
You understand? They can go to the zoo also.
And compete.
The fact that I don't like bleaching cream is far from the point. That some people still don't know how to apply it is the most irritating of it.
School Nascam.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdulmumini Hikmat, and if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. And if not, let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. Bad energy, stay far away. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing today? Who missed me? No more. You guys, who missed me? Did you miss me? I know you did, but I'm back. Today, we start the beauty series. This is the very first episode, and the aim of this season is to make you look good, is to activate your internal and external beauty so that you do amazing things for the rest of the year. Because I know that if you look good, you feel good, and if you feel good, you definitely do amazing things. To start off this season, we're going to talk about misconceptions in beauty misconceptions that we have been told, or we just believe they are so, because seriously, some of them are not true, and you would even be shocked at some of the misconceptions I'm going to be sharing with you today. The first misconception is people who wear makeup are insecure about their looks. Now, to be honest, there are some people that wear makeup because they are insecure, but majority wear makeup to express themselves, to feel so confident, to feel like, yes, they can conquer the world, and not because they are insecure about how beautiful they look. Number two, wearing makeup makes you look fake. like who did this? Who actually, why are we like this? No, makeup does not make you unauthentic. It doesn't make you fake. It doesn't make your personality fake. It doesn't make you a bad person. Makeup is totally okay. It is totally okay to wear makeup. And if you're a Muslim, makeup is not haram. Number three, pimples can be cured with toothpaste, Colgate in quotes. Hey, I tried this thing. See, I'm never going to lie. When I was in secondary school, we all tried this thing, most of us that had pimples. And although, yes, sometimes it cleared, but please don't try it. You know why? Something that is for the teeth should not be for the skin. Don't go and use what, because there might be chemicals that are not friendly with the skin that are just meant for like strong teeth, and you're not using it on your skin. Please don't do that. Don't. Number four, you would eventually outgrow acne. Now, like, this is common in Nigeria. When you're young and you have pimples, they'll be like, okay, when you grow up, don't worry, it will go, you outgrow it as you go. My dear sisters and brothers, some people never outgrow their own. Some people would have pimples for the rest of their lives, like especially girls during your periods and all sorts. So there are some people that do even have, and there are some people that would eventually outgrow theirs, and there are some people that would never actually outgrow theirs. But it's actually possible for men, or for males rather, because once they've passed puberty, their hormone levels out, and you know, as females, our hormone levels, you know, it rises and drops. So that is why sometimes you get pimples at some certain times, even though you're not like a pimpled skin kind of person. The fifth is, it is good to use products that tingle or like cools your skin. Let me tell you something. In Nigeria, we're fond of this thing. When we're using something, if it has not like given us this harsh sensation, we don't believe that it's working. So now, like when you use a facial cleanser and when it starts to like give you this hot pepper, you believe that, yes, this thing is authentic. My dear, it's burning your skin. It is. It's burning your skin, really. It is. Number six, scrubbing your face would eliminate acne, like scrubbing your face every single day. Like, no, you should not use facial scrubs every day. You should use it like maybe 3 times in a week, but not every day. Like, guys, we have oils that protect our skin, and once you start scrubbing, you lose some of these oils, or you lose most of them, and at the end of the day, your skin is now prone to even more breakouts.
You can connect with us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Pod. Also join our Facebook group at Sweet and Sour Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Remember that Sweet and Sour, our life remain ours. And until I come your way again, I'm going to be your host. H to the I to the Q to the M to the A and the T. Hikmat. Don't let any fucking body keep you from having an amazing week. Goodbye.